We're on Kuf Hey on the days, the beginning. Well, the next year will not be on Sunday, but I'm not sure if it's going to be on Monday. Probably yes, but I'm not sure.
Why not Sunday?
Why not Sunday? Because there's other things doing. The schedule is not... okay. Omer of Yehuda Marav. Zu Divi Reb Meir. Okay, the Gemara is going on the next piece of the Mishnah. Cheresh and Nechlef is going on the part of a Ketana. A Ketana that gave Chalitza, so that's Reb Meir. Aval Chachomim Omrim Ein Chalitza's Kotten Klum. Reb Meir says that... the chalitza of the ketana. Here's the Mishnah. Ketana shecholza tachlos mishetagdil v'imlo cholza chalitzos upsula. Okay, so that the Gemara says is Reb Meir. That she has to have chalitza again, but if she wasn't chalitza again, the chalitza is a chalitza psula. So it means at least it passes her for the brothers or whatever. So Mara says, that's her mayor. Doesn't do anything, has no effect at all. Rashi Zudiv Reb Meir, the Omer Ba'isha Rabba, Osu Chalitza's Benteisha could get the gadol. Reb Meir holds that a chalitza of a cotton or a ketana has the effect of what's it called of but don't talk about ketana yet, we're talking about cotton. The chalitza of a cotton has the same effect as a get by a gadol. And just like a get passes her from Yibum and passes her to all the other brothers and she can only have chalitza, so too the chalitza of a cotton affects that she can't have Yibum anymore. Aval chachomim omrim de pligi alei hosam the amru also bias ben tes kemaimer begadol aval bechalitza lo svar le kavose. But the chachomim hold not like that. We had before that they made the bia of a ben tes like maimer, that again it passes her to the other brothers and nobody else can do yibum, but chalitza doesn't have any effect. Chalitza's cotton doesn't have any effect at all. Ein chalitza's cotton klum afil the posel olaf. Even to passel to him, he could still make Yibum, and not passel to the other brothers either. Okay. Now we're going to Ketana. Ketana Shecholza. Omer of Yehuda Marav Zudiv Reb Meir. This also is like Reb Meir. The Omer Ish Kosum of Parasha, Umakshin and Ish Ali Ish. It only says the word Ish in the Parasha of Chalitza, and therefore we learn that a cotton can't be Cholitz. But Isha doesn't say. So there's no way to be memayit an isha a what's it called a ketana. That's what's it called that. So Reb Meir holds no. We have a hekesh between ish and isha. That just like an ish has to be a gadol, an ish also has to be a gadol. V'chachomim omrim aval chachomim omrim ish ksiv parsha isha ben gadol ben ketana. It only says ish, and we don't compare isha to ish, and therefore an isha is kosher even a ketana to make Yibum. So Morris says, man chachomim, who are the chachomim who argue on Reb Meir? Reb Yossi. The chachomim is Reb Yossi. And now it's going to show where Reb Yossi held this. The Reb Chi of Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Havu Yasvi. Reb Chi and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, right, Reb Yehuda Nossi's son, Reb Shimon, were sitting and talking. So he said a person when he daven should look towards the ground. He's talking Eretz Yisrael, and the Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael, so he should look towards the ground. Shom is Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, let's see the Rashi till here. Zudiv Reb Meir, the Omer Bi Sharaba, also Chalitz Benteisha could get the Gadol. Of a Chachamim Rom, the Pligi Alei Hosam, the Amri also Bias Benteish, Gemaimer Be Gadol. Of the Chalitz Lo Sforei Kavosei, Ein Chalitz Is Kotten. Kulma Filip Poslov. Zudiv Reb Meir, the Shamin and Lei, the Omer Kotten Uktana Lo Cholzim Lo Miadman. Reb Meir holds that neither a Kotten or a Ktana can have Chalitz. Isha the Ish, Tichsev Im Lo Yachbo Tzva Ish Velo Kotten. The Isha Nami, Afagav the Lokshiv Miyuta, even though it doesn't say anywhere Ha'isha, right? But inan gedola keish to iskishla. We compare a woman to a man, just like the man has to be a gadol, the woman has to be a gadol. Dechsi ba'u krova, also yevimto ashara, even doesn't say isha, but yevimto, so we compare her to him. Ein of the mata, klape Eretz Yisrael. First has to look down at Eretz Yisrael, mishum deshchina hasam kaima, kidechsi v'hoyu eini v'li bisham. The chad omar, and the other one said, no, ein of the mata, you should look up. Shneamar nisul of avenu el kapai, right? You should look up. And the Mashal says that that's after the Churban, and the Shechin is no longer in Eretz Yisrael as it was before, and therefore look up to Shemayim. Adahachi also Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. While they were talking over this sugya, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi came l'gabayu, came near them. Amar lahu b'mayasik. He said to him, "What are you talking about?" Amar lai b'tfila, we're talking about tfila. Amar lahu kach amar abba. Hamispal tzor shitin ev lamata v'libo lamala. To be makayim both psukim, you have to put your eyes down and your eyes up, your eyes down and your heart up. Kadesh yiskai mushne mikros halol. You mishavad your heart to the Rabbanu Shalom and you put your eyes down to, to be humble.
Where do you put the siddur?
Where do you put the sitter? It's lav dafki davin from the sitter. I mean, look down towards the sitter. And the hachi osi Rebbe lemesifta. So while they were talking, Rebbe came to give his shir. Inu dahave klile yasivu buduchdayu. So they were light people. They went quickly to their seats. They sit on the floor. So they went to their places on the floor to sit to hear the shir. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi agav yukre. He was fat. Right, he was a heavy person, having mitzvah ozel. He was taking his time to get to his seat. Right, he couldn't get to the seat so fast. Omer le Avdon, and Tosus points out Avdon was a kitzer, right, a nickname for Abba Yudin. That was his name, Abba Yudin, and they called him Avdon. So mihu zeshem nifsal roshi am kodesh. Who is this who is walking over the heads of the of a holy people? Meaning that it's not proper to push your way through the talmidim. It's chutzpah to the talmidim to walk over them. Omer le ani Yishmael Rabbi Yossi shabasi lumatar mi Rebbe. So he said, it's me, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that I came to learn Torah by Rabbi and to report to him also what my father said, Rabbi Yossi. And we'll see that that's in the end, that's where they needed him to report what Rabbi Yossi held, the Gabe Yevama Ketana. So the halacha is that somebody that's needed for the shears, needed by the people, he can walk over them. So I came to learn Torah, I came to report what my father said, and therefore I'm allowed to walk over, even if it looks like people, I'm walking over them, it's not a chutz, but they need me. They need what I'm going to have to say. Rashi, Ein of lamata, klapi Eretz Yisrael, mishum deshchino hasam, kaima, kedechsiv, ayu eini libishon. Also, Rebbe lemesifta, lemidrash, came to give the shir. The boy, kolchad, lemesav aduch, they never had to go sit down in their place. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Balboser Havi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was a fat person. Kedamrinim Basochers Apovalim. Nitzav Ozel Holich Lad. He was taking his time. Couldn't walk too fast, so he was taking his time to get to his place. And the Mele, it looked like he was walking over the heads of the people. Avdon Talmido Sherebihi. Avdon was a Talmid of Rebbe, and like we said, his name was Abba Yudin. Okay, so we didn't get that. Let's go on. Huh? Omar Lei, the Chiyato Hogun Lumba Torah mi Rebbe. Right? Fit to learn Torah from Rebbe. Rebbe was a tremendous Arnav. And you obviously are a haughty person. You think that you have the right to walk over other people. What's it called? Because you are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. He didn't get the idea that he was saying, I'm since they need me, because I have to report what my father said. It sounded like he was saying, I'm somebody special. I can do what I want over here. I'm no less fit to learn Torah from Rebbe than Moshe was to learn from the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? Rebbe may be much greater, but Moshe, the Rabbanu Shalom, was greater than Moshe too. And still Moshe learned from the Rabbanu Shalom, so I could learn from Rebbe too. Omar Levi Chi Moshe Ata, are you Moshe? Right? Omar Levi Chi Rabbi Elohimu? Right? Is Rebbe God? Amar Rav Yosef Shakli Rebbe Limitarvsevei. They call Amar Le Rabcha Velo Rebbe. Rebbe got his, because Rebbe heard this and he kept quiet. And he didn't, rebuke Abdon for insulting Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yosef. So because he got quiet, he got his, that Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yosef said, your Rebbe, and didn't include him and say, my Rebbe. So Rebbe got his onish, right? That he was didn't consider him his Rebbe. Adahachi Asi Yavama the Kamei the Rebbe. Well, the middle of the shiur, a Yavama walked in, right, and she was a Ktana. Amar Le Rebbe La'avdan Pope Bodka Pope Bodka. Go out and check and see if she's a Gedola or not. Lebosher the Nafak, Amar Le Rabbi Shmuel, Kachomer Abba, Ish Kasim Parsha, Aval Isha Ben Gedola Ben Ktana. I'll tell you, my father, Rabbi Yossi, and this is what we said before, who's the Chacham Arger Rabbi Meir, who says that an Isha has to be a Gedola, is Rabbi Yossi. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel said, my father, Rabbi Yossi said that it only says Ish in the Parsha, and we don't compare Isha to Ish, and a Ktana is kosher also for Yibum. Omarle to lotzriches kvar horizoking, right? So he said to Avdan, come back. You don't have to check out and see if she's a gedola or not. If Rabbi Yossi paskin like that, then that's good enough for me. And even a ketana can give chalitza. Kamitsa Avdan vaasi. So Avdan was trying to get back to his place now, and he was also now walking over everybody. Omarle rishon Rabbi Yossi. Misha tzorich lo am kodesh yifsal rashi am kodesh. Misha ain tzorich lo am kodesh heich yifsal rashi am kodesh. Right, now we got him back, and he said, there was a reason why I had to walk over everybody, because I had to get to my place so Rebbe could hear from me what my father said. But who needs you? You're not needed, so you can't walk over other people over here. Right? You had time as I mean. I was walking. I have an excuse. You have no excuse." So Rebbe agreed with Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, and he said to Abdon, stay where you are. You don't have to go to your place, nobody needs you, and therefore you can't walk over everybody, just stay where you are. Tana, so Lamaisa Abdon got his Abdon, maybe that's why they nicknamed him Abdon, because we'll see in one second, he really had a downfall, yeah. But also Shon Yitzhara Avdan. Avdan got Zoras for speaking Lashon Hara against Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. The Tovu Shnei Bonav, his children drowned, two of his sons. Umiyanu Shtei Kolosav, another two sons, his daughters-in-law were Mamayan. It was also because he said that he was questioning whether you need the Ktana, Gedola for Chalitza, Mida Keneged Mida, his Kalos, didn't have to worry about being Gedola or Ktana, they were Memayim, they were Ktanas. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzra, Brich Rachmona de Kaste La Avdan Vahalma. Avdan got a benefit. Baruch Hashem, he got his punishment in this world, not in the next world. Omar Rav Ami, Midvorav Shal Baribi, Nilmod, from what Rabbi Yossi said, we can learn Ktana choletzes bepeutos, that a Ktana can give chalitza as soon as she is old enough, 6-7 years old, that she knows, you know, what's going on in the business world or whatever. She's an intelligent young kid. Rava Amar Shetigiel Onas Nedarim. No, she has to be 11 years old. Onas Nedarim, a year before Bas Mitzvah. The Hilchasot Shetavish Deisayrus, and halacha is that has to be like either the halacha is like Reb Meir, that she has to be a gedola, right? Shetavi Shtei Cyrus, or some say that even according to Reb Yossi, that a ketana can be cholate. That's only legabi the psul, that it passes, but that the chalitza is a that she won't have to do it again when she's older. That is only when she brings Shtei Cyrus. So Machlokas, we've shown them if we paskin like Reb Meir. Or even Rabbi Yossi, right, holds that really Mikra Adin, the Chalitza has to be when she's a Gedola, but the Chalitza of the Ketana has some kind of effect. Rashi. Shakli Rebbe Limitarfisei, the gemulo. He got what's coming to him. Al shesham of lomicha. He heard what Avdon said to Rishon Avraham Yossi, and he didn't protest. Puk badka in heviyash they silent. So he told Avdon, go check and see if she's a gedola. Mislami got some women to check her. Lo tzrichas lomivnika. So when Rishon Avraham Yossi reported that his father held that a ketana can give chalitza, that we don't learn isha from ish, so he told him, don't check her, the maisa is good enough, she's what's it called, she can give chalitza if she's a ketana. Far horizok in Rabbi Yossi nitzara avdon onsho shaloshen hora nigoyim. He spoke lashon hora against Rabbi Yishmael of Rabbi Yossi. He got netzoras mitvarv shabaribi Rabbi Yossi. Baribi means another gadol. So Rabbi Yossi was that called baribi lashon another gadol. Ketana choletzes mishehi kepuutos kivar shis kivar sheva. Puutos is when she's 6-7 years old. The Shlam Masech is gitten ha puutos mikom neka chom mikar memker metalton. That's when they can their sale is considered what's it called a sale. Hilkach linin chalitza hoyav loksiv miut sheva. She has to be at least not a baby. She has to be a somewhat intelligent little kid. La'onas l'darim shana achas kodem l'zman shtei sairis. In other words, 11 years old for a girl. That's when she can have a nether. That's called a mufla samuch l'ish. Kinesnav v'perek yotzi dofen. Bas achas esrei shana v'yom echad nidorei nivdakim im yodas l'shem minadra v'ikdisha dvorei kayomish. You can make hegdish, you can make nidorin from 11 years old and the boy from 12 years old. Okay, so that is the that's the halacha legabe ketana. Okay, we'll finish the parak up there whenever the next time is that we learn.
It's not just the Gemara. It's